What's up, guys? This is Hallowed, and welcome back to your OSRS Hideaway podcast. This is episode number 2, and today, guys, since there's not a whole lot of news to talk about, I figured that we would talk about something that is applicable to everyone, and that is quests. We all love them, some of us hate them, but there's no argument that they need to be done in order to progress in our game. So I thought that today, guys, we would go over the top quests that everyone needs to get done to unlock some piece of content. So I appreciate you guys listening today, and we're going to go ahead and jump right in. There is one piece of news I did want to go over with you guys. It's not so much news, but it is something that I like to hear. So the game devs have decided that they're going to be doing their first game jam of 2023. Due to that, there will be no game update this upcoming week. So basically, during a game jam, that is when the devs kind of allow all of the team to sit around and come up with different content ideas and different pitches that could or could not be implemented into the game at a later date. The only reason I bring this up is because the game jam has come out with a lot of significant content. That's where a lot of our really good content is derived from, including raids. So it is something that is pretty exciting. I always love to hear when they're doing a game jam because usually that means that, we're going to see some type of content coming up here soon. So I did just briefly want to touch on that. But other than that, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump right into this list. And like I said, this is a list of every quest that people need to get done in order to lock some type of content, some piece of weaponry or armor or whatever it may be. And the first one I'm going to start off with, as a lot of people usually do when they talk about the best quests in the game, is going to be DS1 or Dragon Slayer 1. Everybody has early memories of doing this quest, defeating. Defeating that dragon, watching your character behead the dragon, hold it up in the air in triumph. Every free-to-play player, they dream of completing that quest. It unlocks a lot of useful items early game, including the rune plate body, the green dragon hide body, and the dragon plate body. It allows you to wear all of those. So that's definitely a quest that you should definitely strive for early game. That's usually the last quest that people complete. I think it has to be honest with you. I think you have to get all of those free-to-play quests done first, and then you can do Dragon Slayer 1. But yeah, so there's that one. The next one we're going to talk about is the sequel to DS1, which was Dragon Slayer 2. This was a huge quest release, guys. This was probably one of the most anticipated quests that was ever released when it was announced. Once again, just kind of due to that nostalgia factor that Dragon Slayer 1 had. Dragon Slayer 2, obviously, it gives you access to Ava's Assembler, which was the updated Ava's Accumulator. And then also Ferocious Gloves, which provides you pretty much best in slot in terms of your hand slot. So that's usually a quest that's reserved for kind of like middle late to complete late game. The quest has some lofty requirements. Let me go ahead and pull it up here, and I'll kind of go over exactly what you guys need in order to do Dragon Slayer 2. Hang on here. So yeah, this is a Grandmaster quest. I myself actually have not completed this yet, and the official length of it is very long, obviously. But yeah, you need at minimum you need 200 quest points, 75 magic, 70 smithing, 68 mining, 62 crafting, 60 of agility, 60 thieving, 60 or 50 construction, pardon me, and 50 hit points. And then also, there's a whole list of quests that you have to complete just to be able to start that quest. I'm not sure if it exactly adds up to 200 quest points with the requirements, but it might. But But yeah, so that's definitely a quest, guys. When you're getting close to being done in the, kind of the mid game, that you guys should be looking to complete, because it unlocks a whole bunch of content, including Vorkath, which is a, a great boss to try to beat. And we're gonna go ahead and let's talk about the next one here. All right, so next one on the list, Animal Magnetism. Especially if you plan on doing any type of range activity, this is a kind of a bare minimum requirement if you're wanting to do any type of ranging. It gives you access to Ava's accumulator. And if you're not familiar with Ava's accumulator, basically what it does is anytime you fire a projectile, it has a certain percentage chance of allowing that projectile to stay in your quiver or your backpack, whatever you want to call it. It also provides a really good range bonus. I believe it's best in slot up until you get the assembler. So that's a quest that you can complete fairly early on, I believe. It doesn't really have crazy requirements that I remember. Let me look them up real quick. All right, so let's look at Ava's, let me see, Animal Magnetism, that's what it was called. All right, so yeah, so basically all you have to get done is the Restless Ghost, Ernest the Chicken, Priest in Peril, and then you have to have 18 Slayer, 19 Crafty, 30 Range, 35 Woodcutting. And I mean, other than that, I mean that's pretty much it. But so yeah, this can be done very early on, and it's definitely a quest I would recommend getting done as soon as possible if you plan on doing any type of ranging activity. Another one on my list that I don't really see on a lot of other people's list are the Dwarf Cannon quest. The reason I bring up the Dwarf Cannon quest is, especially for Slayer, it really becomes a useful, tool to have. Anytime that you plan on doing a Slayer task that can, that is in multi-combat, it is a great thing to have. You can sit there and let the cannon do all the work for you. It speeds up not only your Slayer task, but also your ranging XP. It can be fairly expensive. I mean, honestly, it's not too bad to fill it with cannonballs. The cannon itself, I believe, let me look. I believe you can buy it from the dwarf for a certain amount. Let me look real quick. Excuse me, guys, I'm sorry. So yeah, so the dwarf multi-cannon, let me see. So after completion of the quest, you can buy it for, let me just do. Sorry, hang on, guys. Okay, so it's 750,000 coins to buy it from him. So once again, guys, that's just something, like I said, I don't see on a lot of lists, but it is one that I would highly recommend getting. If not only for, anything else, but just for having access to a cannon for Slayer tasks. So, and keep in mind that these are really not in any specific order. I'm just kind of running down the quests that I can think of that, really mean a lot and have a lot of content behind them. One of the biggest ones that I'm gonna, obviously everybody would probably agree with me, would be Recipe for Disaster. This quest, kind of nutty. There are a lot of requirements for it. I think it's 172 quest points, and it's locked behind a whole bunch of requirements, and it is a very long quest. I think on average it takes a couple hours minimum to complete if you're just sitting right through it and you have everything that you need ahead of time. It's even longer for Iron Man. But it does unlock the fabled Barrow's gloves, which you have to have in order to, basically to turn them into ferocious gloves once you complete Dragon Slayer 2. Barrow's gloves are universally probably the best in slot for all three of the combat styles: range, mage, and also, or not mage, I'm sorry, range and melee. The obviously magic best in slot would be the the bracelet of I think it's the torture bracelet, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so Barrow's gloves are a kind of a mid game staple. I recently did, Recipe for Disaster. It's a fun quest, honestly, guys. It's not boring. There's a lot to it. If you guys are the type of people that love, reading through the quest dialogue, it's a funny quest, and there's a lot, a lot to be taken from it. So that's a quest that a lot of people kind of enjoy doing, even though it is, tedious, and it can get very long and very monotonous at times during the quest. But it is one that's super important to get done. Let's see. Lost City. I'm not going to go too far into detail with Lost City, but basically, Lost City, it does unlock the Dragon Longsword and Dragon Dagger. So once you reach 60 attack, it's a great idea to get that quest done, in order to allow you to unlock dragon weaponry and start using it. Obviously, it's a huge step up from Rune, so definitely get Lost City done as soon as you can. Monkey Madness 1, huge quest. They came out with a second Monkey Madness recently. Unlocks the Dragon Scimitar, which is a basically one of the favorite training weapons for mid game accounts to train attack and train strength, until you can get the Abyssal Whip. And even then, a lot of people choose to continue to train with the Dragon Scimitar due to the fact that you can train strength with it and you cannot with the whip. So that's another big quest. Basically the entire Fremenic line, you're going to get a lot of benefits from the Fremenic line of quests. This includes, the Archer, Berserker, Warrior, Farseer Helm of Nazanot, and the Nazanot Face Guard. Definitely get those quests done whenever you can, early as possible. The Nazanot Face Guard and the Helm of Nazanot, when you fit those together, they are an extremely powerful helmet. A lot of people, basically, they use that as their helmet apart from when they're on Slayer tasks. So that's one that you guys definitely need to get done. And I'm gonna excuse me, sorry. Now I'm gonna talk about Desert Treasure and Lunar Diplomacy, and also the Karend line of quests. So Desert Treasure, iconic quest. You guys remember seeing people in Castle Wars back in the day, ice barraging people, being like, damn, I want to get that power. How do they do that? That's Desert Treasure. That unlocks the ancient spellbook. Obviously, as kids, we didn't know that it required 95 magic in order to cast that spell, but it's still a quest that people strive for to get done as soon as possible to unlock that. It's great for Slayer tasks. It's pivotable for PvP. So Desert Treasure is a huge one. Lunar Diplomacy, that's another big quest. It used to be not so important, but now with the release of Guardians of the Rift, it's a quest that unlocks, like I said, the Lunar Spellbook, which gives you NPC contact, which allows you to repair your rune pouches without leaving Guardians of the Rift, which is a huge, huge, huge time save when you're doing rune crafting training. So I would recommend getting that quest done ASAP. And then also getting the Arceus Spellbook. That is another big quest to complete. I believe it's, hang on, let me look and see which quest unlocks that one. Let's see. Sorry guys, give me one second here. Okay, so you get the spell book by gaining 60% favor with Arceus. So basically you got to run around the library and get books for people until you reach 60%. But it does give you access to thralls, which are basically monsters that fight beside you in battle. They're great for, using them at Zulra, to fight his little snakelings. They're great for that purpose, and also for the reanimation spells. I don't know, most of you guys have probably killed a monster during a Slayer task and received a unsold head. You can use the Arceus spellbook to bring those monsters back to life and kill them for prayer XP. Usually it's about 1,000 prayer XP, so it is a good way to train prayer if you have a bunch of unsold heads. You can also buy them on the GE if you're a main account. So that's another benefit of using them, of using the Arceus spellbook. And all of the spellbooks have multiple, teleportations that are very useful. So I would highly recommend getting access to all of the spellbooks as soon as you guys can. Obviously, there's lofty requirements to complete Desert Treasure and Lunar Diplomacy, pretty much all those quests. Arceus can be done pretty quickly with, gaining the favor. So I would do that one pretty quick. But let me go ahead. We're gonna do a couple more quests here and just kind of keep going through these and telling you the ones that I think you guys should definitely shoot for. Let me see. I'm just kind of going down a list here and seeing if I can see any of these. So definitely I would recommend getting the elf line of quests done, which includes like Morning's End, Regicide, Song of the Elves. That's kind of the Song of the Elves is kind of the climax of that quest line series, but it gives you access to crystal weaponry, which is huge. Obviously you guys know of the Bova, and that's pretty much one of the best bows in the game. So completing the elf line is pivotable. I can't say that word, can I, guys? I'm sorry. Completing that quest is super important to getting to end game time content. So whatever you guys have to do, I would recommend getting started on those and completing them. Temple of Ikov, and I believe it's which one is it? Temple of Ikov, and I think it's Biohazard, maybe. I don't know. Temple of Ikov, and I think no, it's Morning's End Part 2. That's the one it is. Morning's End Part 2 is a bitch. It took me 2.5 hours to complete that quest with a guide, guys. So keep in mind that that quest is not a walk in the park. It is one of the most notorious quests for its fucking puzzle. That light puzzle sucks. I would highly recommend getting a guide whenever you go to beat it. But yeah, other than that, guys, good luck with Morning's End Part 2 because you're gonna struggle and it's a bitch. But you can do it. I believe in you. If I can do it, you guys can do it. So there's that. And let me see if I can maybe find a couple more that you guys should definitely work towards getting. Let me see. I'm still kind of looking, guys, but hang on. Oh yeah. Ghost Ahoy is another quest that I would highly recommend getting done for access to the Ectofile. I don't know about you guys, but getting around Mauritania is not my favorite thing to do. And getting the Ectofile allows you to kind of be, teleported directly to some of the most important areas of Mauritania. So, if you want to go hang out with Settled, I would recommend completing that quest. I think it's locked behind like Priest in Peril and a couple others. It doesn't really have a high skill ceiling or requirements. So that's another quest. And those are kind of the big ones, guys. Desert Treasure 2 is coming out, and it's going to give you access to the new prayer book, the Ruinous Powers prayer book that I talked about last week. That's going to be another quest that a lot of people are going to get done day one. It's going to give us 4 new bosses. It's going to give us a bunch of new content to do. So you're gonna have to, it's probably gonna have some lofty goals because I believe it's gonna be a Grandmaster quest, kind of like DS2 was. So make sure you guys are skilling and getting your quest points up in order to complete that quest, because that's gonna be a huge one going forward. And other than that, guys, I think that's really all I wanted to kind of go over today was talking about some of the most important quests in the game and kind of giving you guys an idea of, what do I need to do? What quest should I be working on? And once again, kind of like I talked about at the beginning, guys, do your quests. They're not fun, obviously, because as RuneScape players, we do not like to be told what we have to do. That's one of the beautiful things about this game is that you can do what you want to do. But get your quests done, guys. Just do them. And go for that quest cape, get it all done so that way you guys can have fun afterwards and just do what you want to do without pulling up somewhere and then it's saying, oh, sorry, you can't do this activity because you haven't completed, fuck off quest or whatever it is. So just get your quest done, guys. And like I said, leave me a comment. Let me know if I missed any. Let me know if I'm an idiot because I didn't, say fucking sheep herder or something like that. So just let me know if there's any quests, guys, that you think I should have had on this list that was not on this list. But I'm going to go ahead, guys, and that's going to be the end of this second episode. I'm trying to make them a little bit longer than, or this one a little bit longer than the one was last week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I sincerely appreciate everybody listening, and I'm going to continue making these each week, and hopefully they get better. I'm trying to do a little bit more kind of work before the episode in order to increase the value I'm giving you guys. But like I said, I appreciate you guys watching. I'm gonna jump off here. I'm gonna go play some RuneScape. I will see you guys on the game. And once again, thank you guys for listening to your OSRS Hideaway podcast. My name is Hallowed, and I will talk to you guys next week.